State Senator Jim Stamos is here. Jim, how are you?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're out and about today, are you?
I am. I had opportunity with the weather that things had changed, and so we had set up a lunch to meet with the agents and the staff at Tawas Bay Insurance.
Okay.
Looking forward to that very much. And then just pop into the local businesses in different areas saying hi.
Well, just like this one, and we're glad you did so. But while we got you in here, let's talk. First thing up, State of the State's coming up.
State of the State is coming up. It will be the governor's second State of the State. So Governor Whitmer will give that on the 29th. I think it's at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And so anxious to see how that goes and where we're going with that. Sessions officially started last week, second mm-hmm. Wednesday of the month, or second Wednesday of January at noon. So we have officially kicked off and back in session. Probably a probes committee with things coming up this week, especially some, we had did some legislation in the fall for the farmers and with the emergency, with all of the water and all
right,
of that and
yeah.
crop damage and that. And so apparently we need to, it was originally, the legislation we passed was originally based, I think, on a fruit bill that we had originally done. And so this is actually, fruit was considered somehow different than crops. And so, so some amendments to get that going as well. And then now in the middle of three budgets. So we've got closed out 2019. And then we are still, the governor did restore some of the key things, but there's a lot of other programs, especially in education, that have not been restored, that we're trying to see where we go and what type of supplemental. She had also vetoed the $275 million for additional dollars for roads that, for the spring, possibly. And so looking at, do we do additional dollars for roads, or is that something as a larger discussion for the next budget? And if it is, what is that? And I think from 30 days from we started session last week, she is due to, she has to present a budget to the Senate. So we're, to the both legislatures. So.
Okay.
Expecting a budget early February from the governor on what her priorities are, and I'm sure we'll learn more on the 29th as well. And so,
all right. While I got you, you know, I know Ed Beckley's out there listening in. He always does. But the governor vetoed the baiting ban. So where does that go from here?
She did veto that, and then they did do another memorandum of understanding for the TB area.
Yeah.
And this time it does actually include a prohibition on baiting directly within that area, and so. My hope is, and I'm still working on trying to arrange a meeting with USDA and get it actually out of the USDA rules. And so with Farm Bureau, that was a huge step with Farm Bureau coming on and changing the way that they perceive it. The Farm Bureau does not agree with feeding the deer, but baiting to reduce the deer population was one that they did finally, after a lot of years, amended. And so now I'm going to try to make arrangements. Congressman Bergman, Congressman Molinar are being very helpful in trying to work with USDA, trying to see if we can't get those rules amended as well. And so trying to, again, sitting down with DNR and Department of Ag, on how we actually work on deer population reduction as well is a key part of that. But I was disappointed, but not really surprised.
Exactly. Yeah, I think a lot of people felt the same way. I know you got plenty of things to do today, but if they want to contact you, I know you're on the road today, but if they want to contact you, how do they go about doing that?
So it's Jim Stamos at MichiganSenate.com and or 855-347-8036 is the toll-free number to give us a call. 855-347-8036.